Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Folks, when I first started doing outdoor radio shows about 12 years ago, I would occasionally give cooking recipes, camp recipes, in the shows. I'm an old camp cook. I had an uncle that was an awesome camp cook, and I learned a lot of recipes from him growing up. And I've, you know, hunted and fished in camps from Canada to Mexico as an outdoor writer, so I picked up a few tips down the way. But I've learned that people like us that hunt and fish all the time, we're interested in learning new ways to put our fish and game to use, either at home or at camp. All these recipes you can cook at home, you know, just as easily as at camp. But I kind of tailor-make something, recipes that you can cook quick at camp. Now, today I'm going to tell you about a recipe that's probably going to shock a lot of you, cabbage rolls at camp. Now, you might think, cabbage, I don't like cabbage. You might like this. Now, growing up in rural Red River County, where I was raised, the country ladies there, you know, they could make some awesome cabbage rolls. My mother made good cabbage rolls. But it was a long process that took forever. They would actually, you know, take thread and wrap, they would wrap the cabbage leaves perfectly around meatballs and tie it up with thread and all this. It was a big deal, a lot of work for them. But I've perfected a way here that actually I think my cabbage rolls are probably as good or better than what I used to eat growing up. And it takes only about 45 minutes to actually cook them rather than, I know I remember hour or two it would take them, my mother, to cook these things. But it's not cabbage rolls in the sense that you're thinking about. It's a little bit different. What you want to do is start with a mixing bowl. You're going to need some spicy breakfast sausage, raw, of course. Now, you know, I make my own sausage from wild hogs and venison and put some pork fat in there with it. But I make really good sausages, leaner than what you buy at the store. But your regular old spicy sausage that you buy at the store will work just fine, too. Get about a pound and a half of it and put it in a mixing bowl, good-sized mixing bowl. And that's what you're going to start working with. You can add to that, if you like garlic, I love the flavor of garlic. I put just a little extra garlic in that. You don't have to. And then you're going to need some jasmine rice. To a pound and a half of the raw sausage, I'll put about a cup, maybe a cup, no more than a cup and a half of jasmine rice. You want to put it in there raw. Go in sterile, of course. Mix that really, really well and make a bunch of little meatballs that are going to be about 1 inch diameter. You know, the cabbage roll meatballs are big chunks of sausage, you know, wrapped in cabbage leaves. Well, these are little meatballs. Okay. Now, you're going to need a Dutch kettle or a thick wall kettle with a lid on it of some sort. You know, I even cook this sometimes in a big cast iron skillet with a lid. But you need a thick wall, something that won't scorch the cabbage very easily. So start out, let's just say we've got a Dutch kettle. Let's go ahead and grease the bottom of that a little bit. So, you know, just put a little cooking oil or whatever in the bottom. Layer of in the very bottom of that pot, layer a layer of these meatballs, spicy meatballs, sausage, that's got the jasmine rice mixed in there with them. Now, on top of that, rough, coarsely cut, don't cut individual leaves, but coarsely cut some cabbage and a layer of cabbage. Now, take some raw, loose rice and just sprinkle a little of that in there. That rice, I think, adds that rice outside the meatballs adds a little flavor to this dish. So just start out by a layer of meatballs, a layer of rough cut cabbage with a little rice sprinkled in, more meatballs, more cabbage with a little rice, and you just layer it on up to the top. Now, for a liquid, get a big can of I use V8 spicy vegetable juice, the spicy. Now, there's all kind of brands, but just get some vegetable juice that's spicy and pour a big can of that in there. Now, that should bring the liquid up near the top of your cabbage and meatball mixture. cut your heat up on high and bring it up to a light simmer, to a boil, and then cut it down very, very low. Put a lid on it and let it cook. It's going to take about 45 minutes, give or take, for that for the meatballs to be thoroughly cooked. The cabbage will cook quicker than that. But about once or twice during the cooking process, open that thing up, take a metal spoon, big spoon, and reach, you know, scrape the bottom, make sure nothing's sticking. Because if you get the fire too hot, you know, you can scorch the cabbage, then the whole deal is ruined. So don't do that. But a low flame, you don't really need to add any water because that cabbage will start reducing water as it cooks too. And that big old can of V8, spicy V8 juice will give a lot of moisture to it. But cook that for about 45 minutes and then cut it off and leave the lid on it and let it just, as we say, simmer in its own juices there for about till you get ready to eat. That'll kind of, that rice that's cooked raw in there, that'll incorporate the flavor of that juice into it. You need cornbread. That's an absolute must. And I use an omelet maker. It's a little, it's got two handles, and you can put the raw cornbread mix on the bottom of the omelet maker in the bottom portion, and then the top lid folds over with a handle also. Cook it on one side and then flip it, the omelet maker, on the other. That's the way I make cornbread at camp. But you can also use a cast iron skillet and make cold water cornbread, we call it. You know, just, actually it's just fried cornbread, but it's really good too. You need some butter. And I'll tell you what, for people that think they don't like cabbage, set a plate of this this type of cabbage rolls with that spicy meat with the jasmine rice cooked in. Give them a plate of that and some buttered cornbread and watch it disappear. Chances are you'll create a new hit there at camp. Another real quick recipe that I haven't been cooking long, maybe a year, I learned how to do this. Very, very tasty. And it takes some hamburger meat. I use deer burger, mix venison with pork, you know, just ground meat. But I call, you know, make, I use it mostly out of venison. Chop up some onion real fine, a little garlic powder, salt and pepper, and make some thick, some patties that are like you're going to make a hamburger, something like that. Now, put them in your cast iron skillet with a little cooking oil and cook them where they're almost done. Not, you know, hard fried brown, but just almost cooked through and through. Now, take some big canned biscuits, not the little biscuits, but the big ones, and roll them out where they'll be a diameter of maybe 6 inches, something like that. Kind of, you know, not real thick. When you roll it out, that'll thin them down a bunch, of course. Take that fried patty and stick it right in the middle of that dough. Slap you a piece of cheese right on top of that, and then fold over all that dough where it covers the top of that patty and the cheese. If you roll it out enough, you'll find that's pretty easy to do. Just don't make a huge patty. Make it where it'll, you know, where you can cover it with that dough on top. Put it in the oven, and then it's just like you're going to bake a biscuit. You know, bake it, I don't know, it'd probably take about, 12 or 15 minutes at about 350 degrees. Just watch it, you know, when it starts getting brown on top, it'll be ready. That meat was actually safe to eat when you put it in there, but this baking period will get it even more done. You know, it'll be way above 160 degrees. That's a pretty tasty recipe. You can cook a bunch of those in the evening around camp, or you can cook them for, you know, after the morning hunt when you come in. Thought you'd enjoy those two recipes. Give them a try. I think you'll like them. I bet your hunting buddies will like them too. If you're, you know, something that I've learned recently, base camp leasing. If you're a landowner, or if you're someone looking for a hunting lease, go online, check this place out, basecampleasing.com. We got a friend of mine, Rex, here. It lives up in Emory in East Texas. That's kind of he is the Texas contact for base camp leasing. But you can learn all about it online. You can see the properties if you're looking for a new lease, whatever. Kind of a place that I've heard about forever, but I've learned a lot about it in the past, this past year, and it's a good way to find you a lease or to lease the land that you've got to hunters. We've got a lot more coming up in our show. We'll have a few words from some sponsors and products and folks that I work with, and then we'll have another segment coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tech's electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tech's, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit EastTexasLuxury.com. That's www.EastTexasLuxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.